Sydney?
Hello.
Hi, Sydney. How are you?
Mr. President, how are you, sir?
I hope I didn't get you at lunch.
You did not. I'm up here visiting a friend.
That's good. How are you feeling?
How are you? I'm 100%.
I'm feeling fine. I got to get a little girl married tomorrow. And
so I see.
Got to get some airline workers back to work and do something about the steel thing. I wanted to talk to you.
A little girl getting married is more important than anything else. You'll find that out when you get into it.
I wanted you to do, I had a little friend one time down in Texas named Lou Novi. And he called me up one night and he said, Congressman, I want you to help me. And I said, all right, I sure want to help you, Lou. You've been my faithful friend. And sunshine and sorrow and rain and the dark, and what is it I can do? Well, I said, I want you to do some heavy thinking.
Yes, sir.
So I want you to do a little heavy thinking.
I'll be delighted.
Now, I have no vacancy in the Secretary of State, and I don't anticipate any. I do want you to think, though, be realistic. Don't suggest somebody that's unobtainable.
Yes.
Don't say I'd get De Gaulle or I would get Mao Zedong or I would get Bob Lovett or I'd get myself or I would get Homar Bradley. Get somebody that's obtainable, but I want you to think about all the men in this country you know that you would make Secretary of State if you were president. Now, that's just the standard I want you to use. That's the criteria, because I need about a half a dozen men that are top flight in that field, and I'd like for you to think about them.
In the diplomatic field.
Yeah, they ought to be men, if they could be, between 50 and 60.
Yeah.
Could be 40, and they could be 65. But the
preferably 56.
They ought to be men that have traveled. If they could, it would be good if they had a language. If they didn't, they ought to be good executives. They ought to be reasonably diplomatic, understanding people. They ought to have some grace and some culture and some background, and they ought to have some judgment. They should have been successes as business people or academic people or lawyers or bankers or something. I don't care whether they're Republicans or Democrats. I just want them to have integrity, to have judgment. Judgment's the most important thing a man can have.
I agree with that, Mr. President.
And I might put them in Under Secretary George Ball's spot. I might put them in Tom Mann's spot. He's the economic undersecretary. I might put them in Crockett's spot. He's the deputy undersecretary that runs the department. He picks 120 ambassadors, and
I know him.
And he selects. He gets the show on the road. I might put him in Alex Johnson's spot, which handles military, defense, CIA. He is the deputy undersecretary. He's really the straw boss of the State Department. I might put him in ambassador to France or to Moscow or to some other place. I have no specific spot, but the first thing I'd like to know who you would value after careful thought.
But you want you don't want a name that isn't obtainable, but you want an obtainable man.
That's right. That everybody would say this is perfect. When I put Goldberg in the United Nations, they said this is it.
Yeah.
When I put Gardner in, they said this is it.
Right, he was it.
When I put Katzenbach in, they pretty well said this is it. So we have had a pretty good thing. Everybody says McNamara is it. Now, in addition to that, I need some people that have the confidence of business and labor that wouldn't be too other things to try to see what we can do in this stabilization field, because the steel boys as usual, they're like an old cow at home. They drug their tail through the milk just before we picked up the bucket, and now they've kicked the bucket over. They don't know what they're doing themselves, but they may have had to do everything they had to do, but they didn't have to do it this way. And we wired them all and asked them to discuss it with us so we could show them some of the problems from the country standpoint. But the There's just one of them. Bethlehem was the only one that would even show us the courtesy of a reply.
I don't understand that.
Well, when you don't have the courtesy of a reply to the President of the United States, why, you're a bunch of...
Well, was it the President?
Well...
Was it somebody else?
It was the Chairman of the President's Economic Council.
Yeah, but that's a little different.
Well, hell, they know. Of course, if I did it every time, I would be at the county commissioner's level in 2 months. But they know when my secretary calls them, or when the chairman of the council calls them, or when the secretary of state or defense calls them, they know it's calling for me. They don't have any doubt about it. They just got a goddamned inferiority, and they don't want to make their case, or they've got an arrogance that they don't show it. But anyway, we don't want to get angry and lose our head. We just want to get some...
I urge you to not to get angry at them now.
I would reply, though. And they got a goddamn cartel working, and they're bad boys, and they're dumb. That's what's trouble. I don't mind a man being a little bad if he's smart being bad, but when he's dumb, and
when a bad man is brilliant.
That's right. And but anyway, we need two or three like that. We don't want Galbraith, but we could take another. Well, maybe R.J. Miller.
Wait a minute.
We don't want to give him up.
I'll do some weight.
We got a Bob. Well, you might give your country up the way this thing's going. If we don't get on top of it with some top people quick, these fools, there's no telling what they can do, and they are fools. They're not smart, and they're on ships, and they call in decisions where they're unavailable. Somebody has got to get to them and labor before they bust the stabilization. If they do, why, they got inflation. And hell, it's not my dollars. I've got mine in ranches. Sidney, I after I had my first talk with Roger Blair, I took everything we had and took out of savings bonds and put in ranches.
Well, the point is this, though. I think that you can handle that, but that's different than my assignment you give me. But I'd like to come down and talk to you about it, as I told Bob Kittner and Henry Ford told you, and I sent Joe Fowler the list of names to be invited. Did you get that list yet?
No, I told Henry Ford to tell you to get me a list.
Well, I did, and I sent it as I did, believing in diplomacy. I sent it through Joe Fowler, who I worked with last time I met.
All right, that's good. Well, I'll get it.
I don't want to offend him.
I'll get it.
He's going to give it.
I'll
work on this, and I'll get you the men that you want.
All right, now let me ask you this. If you had to appoint a Secretary of State on the phone, who would be the two men you'd appoint now? I just want to test your IQ.
I'll tell you one now, and you may not know him, although he did diplomatic work. There's a fellow named Freddie.
Yes, I've heard of him.
He was in this Geneva thing for a time.
Yeah, but I've worked with him somewhere. Was he here with Forrestal or something?
Well, no, he was down with us in the War Production Board.
Yeah, that's
right. John Lord's O'Brien placed assistant.
What does he do now?
War Production Board.
What does he do now?
He's a senior partner, Sherman and Staley.
Now, you say he's Secretary of State. You'd appoint him Secretary of State?
Yes, I would. He's a brilliant, able fella. Now,
what international experience do you have?
Well, he's had the Geneva experience in negotiating. He was one of your temporary, not yours, but I think Kennedy's temporary ambassador. He's got a tremendous legal experience and a great following in the country.